Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Sunday, August 1st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Economic uncertainty and fear of the future are two issues pushing people to consider their spiritual future in Romania. Because of that, Global Missions Fellowship has seen an incredible response to their saturation evangelism campaigns in unreached communities of 9 regions of eastern Romania. GMF's Dave Bunnell.
We've seen a lot of fruit in Romania this summer, and about 220 Americans have worked together with 500 Romanian Christians and seen more than 2,600 people come to Christ. The mother churches we're working with have also started churches in 34 different communities this summer.
There's still one more campaign next month. Bunnell is asking people to pray for that and for new believers.
As they're going through a 13-part Bible study that GMF leaves with them called New Life in Christ, this is a 13-week study that a mature Christian will be taking them through week by week, teaching them the basics of walking with Christ.
And Ghana's government is breathing a sigh of relief after the United States canceled over $1 billion in debt. The country can now focus its efforts on the World Bank-sanctioned Poverty Reduction Strategy Program. Oasis International's Art Speck says they're doing their part to help at their school located in Pram Pram.
We are doing biblical and vocational training. Although we are just a young school, we've only been operating for 2 years. We're starting in our third year. We're looking to expand what we are doing.
Speck says the timing of the expansion is in God's hands. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the MNN newsletter, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the newsletter icon, fill out the information, and we'll send it to you free of charge. The next newsletter is due out in a few weeks. I'm Greg Yoder.